إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا، أما بعد. Once again, I welcome all of you. Barakallahu fikum. Tonight, a general talk, a lecture, a reminder about a topic that should be on our minds all of the time. Because of its importance, we should read more about it. And we should listen and hear the talks of the ulama about this topic. The topic, al-isti'dadu lil-yawm al-akhir. That we should always ready and make necessary preparations for the hereafter. The day when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Making preparation, it is something that we know and we are accustomed to. It's not like something we never done before. We prepare ourselves to come to the masjid. Alhamdulillah. We prepare ourselves when we are about to travel, especially if that travel is a long one, and especially that you're going somewhere you've never been before, and you know that nobody there to benefit you or to help you, then you're going to ask yourself many questions. I'm going to a place I've never been before. And nobody can help me there. There's no place for me to stay, except two places. Then you will try to find out what's going to benefit me that day. You cannot just pack anything. You cannot just take with you anything, because you may take things and then you find out then that day there is no benefit. Like I said, we make many preparations for many things. Especially if there is a date assigned to an event that is very important in our lives. You're taking a test and you're looking at the calendar and you're looking at that date. Cannot forget about it. A court date. You have to appear in front of the judge. Very important matter. So you got to prepare for that day. Whatever documentation they needed, they may ask, they may require from you. So what about preparing for the day? يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The day that when no children, no wealth will be of any benefit. People, they make a hajj. That's a long trip. That's a serious journey. People lose their money in there. In the midst of the crowd, they may lose their money, but then they make a phone call. And some money is wired to them. Whether by Western Union or MoneyGram or bank. But if somebody stand in front of Allah on Yawm Al-Qiyamah and find out that he didn't have the right merchandise, a sila, he didn't have the right deeds, can he make a phone call? Can he fill out the application with MoneyGram, send me some good deeds? So it's very important for us to remember this. Death is certain. Tomorrow is not. And that's what make us actually, should actually help us to be more vigilant and serious about making preparations for the day, for the hereafter. Because you don't know where you're going to die. Death is certain. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every death, every soul shall taste death. And this, after this introduction, I'm going to read to you from the work of our beloved Shaykh Dr. Salih Al-Fawzan, حفظه الله. He says, اتقوا الله وزكوا أنفسكم بفعل الطاعات. بهذا تزكو النفوس بفعل الطاعات ولا تدنسوها بالسيئات والمخالفات. He says, fulfill the taqwa of Allah by acting upon the commands of Allah and staying away from the prohibitions as legislated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and in the sound sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, اتقوا الله and purify yourselves. How you purify yourselves and your souls? Through obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we're obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the more we're going to purify ourselves. Our souls will be purified. And do not tarnish nor stain your souls and yourselves with sins and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الله تعالى كما في سورة الشمس ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها. And by the nafs, here the ulama of tafsir, they say the nafs here that Allah swears by is Adam عليه السلام, or any nafs, any person or soul, and him who perfected him in perfection, in proportion. Then he showed him what is wrong for him and what is right for him. Allah created us and showed us what is right for us and what is wrong for us. Indeed, he succeeds who purifies his soul and his own selves. How a person would do that? By being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obeys and performs all that Allah ordered. By following the true faith of Islamic monotheism, and by doing righteous good deeds. And indeed he fails who corrupts his own self. Nobody wants to fail, even in this life. When you invest some money, you always want to win. Even when you play a game, just basketball game with your friends, with your family members, you don't want to lose. We all know the bitter feeling of losing, even a little game. What about losing on Yawm al-Qiyamah? See how serious it is. Allah says, indeed he fails who corrupts his own self. How? This is a person who disobeys Allah, disobeys what Allah has ordered by rejecting the true faith, for example, of Islamic monotheism, or by following shirk polytheism, or by doing every kind of evil and wicked deeds. فَعْلَمُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ اِعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا تَعْمَلُهُ أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَاجِ الدُّنْيَا مِنْ خَيْرٍ أَوْ شَرٍّ فَإِنَّمَا تَعْمَلُهُ لِنَفْسِكَ وَلَا تُجْزَى إِلَّا بِعَمَلِكَ. The Shaykh says, as a human being, and we are human beings, we should always remember this reality, that as long as we live in this life, as long as we still on this earth, whether good or evil that you perform, it is only for you or against you, not for somebody else. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you will be rewarded only according to your deeds. قال الله تعالى في سورة فصلت, verse 46. من عمل صالحا فلنفسه ومن أساء فعليها وما ربك بظلام للعبيد. Whosoever does righteous good deeds, it is for the benefit of his own self. When you do good, you practice Islam correctly, you're serious about Islam, you read more Quran, try to understand clearly and correctly what you're reading, and having sincerity to apply it in your life, adhering to the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, not putting forward or giving precedence to any statements of any person before the statements of the Prophet ﷺ, doesn't matter if that person is your father, your grandfather, somebody that you may have respect for. You always put forward the Sunnah first of the Prophet ﷺ when you come to the Deen of Allah. So whosoever does righteous good deeds, it is for the benefit of his own self. And whosoever does evil, it is against his own self. And your Lord is not at all unjust to his slaves. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله والإنسان ما دام حيا يعقل فلا بد أن يعمل ويتحرك وينوي الخير ويقصد وجه الله ولا يبقى معطلا. He says, and a person, as long as he's still alive and still benefit from the faculty of mind and the intellect that Allah has bestowed upon him or her, he should move, make some moves. He should be serious about doing good actions. With that, he has to have the sincerity, be sincere, that whatever actions of worship that person, he or she may perform, they perform for the sake of Allah. Because it is a long journey, akhwan. It's a serious journey we're going to stand in front of Allah. On that day, nothing, no wealth, no money, no children will be of any benefit, no position, no degrees, no business, no houses. Alhamdulillah. The only thing that's going to help us is what we do. So a Muslim doesn't sit back and wonder what I'm going to do today. There's a lot of things to do today. Read the Quran. Read. Spend good time with your wife, with your children. Visit your grandparents. Go to the hospital and visit the sick people. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Remember Allah. A Muslim doesn't sit there like, I got nothing to do. A Muslim doesn't have 3 hours to spend watching a game. A Muslim doesn't have 2 hours reading the newspaper. But when he is about to read the Quran, he can last for 5 minutes. That's a problem. That's an issue. If somebody really, he knows this reality, but now he can watch a soccer game or a basketball game for hours, but then he can even sit and can come 10 minutes early on Yom al-Jumu'ah, before the Adhan. That's a serious problem. It needs to be fixed. And who's going to fix it? Me and you. I ain't going to wait for somebody to fix it for me. If I'm struggling, then I have to do something about it today. Because if I delay it tomorrow, tomorrow may be too late. ولا بد أن تحصى أعماله وأقواله ونياته ومقاصده وتكتب في ديوان أعماله. And what makes it serious that whatever you and me we do, we say, it is written. SubhanAllah, it is recorded in the book of our records. That book that writes everything that me and you we say and we do. قال تعالى في سورة قاف إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Remember that the two receivers, meaning the recording angels, the angels who record the deeds, the angels are creatures that they never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unlike us human beings, sometimes we do it right, but sometimes we hear the ayah, it's like Allah ain't talking to us. Not the ayah for somebody else. Nah, not for me. That I was okay on Tuesday. Today is Thursday, I'm break. You take a break from worshiping Allah? Can't take a break, man. Yes, you slow down. take it easy. Don't hurt yourself, but you can't take a break. You can't say, listen, man, I'm not going to worship Allah on Mondays and Wednesdays. No, you can say, I'm not working on Mondays and Wednesdays, but you have to worship Allah and remember Allah in every single moment of your life, because you don't know where death is going to come upon you. So remember these two angels, the angels who record the deeds of every human being. One sitting on the right and the other one on the left to note his or her actions. Not a word does he or she utter, but there is a watcher by him ready to record it. And some of us, they just keep talking. And they think that's good for them. And the angels are recording. Because angels, they don't take no break, sick leave, or you can get like, get rid of them. No, they do what Allah tells them to do. So it is upon us, me and you, barakallahu fikum, to be mindful of what we say, what we talk. We don't have to talk all the time. قال الله تعالى كما في سورة الانفطار وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. But verily over you are appointed angels in charge of mankind to watch you, كراما, honorable, كاتبين, writing down your deeds. They know all what you do. Allah gave him the ability to know everything we do, ya ibad Allah. وعلم الله تعالى محيط بجميع ذلك. And Allah is all acquainted with all that we do, عباد الله. قال الله تعالى كما في سورة الأنعام verse number 60 وهو الذي يتوفاكم بالليل ويعلم ما جرحتم بالنهار. It is He, Allah سبحانه وتعالى, who takes your souls by night when you are asleep and has knowledge of all that you have done by day. Allah takes the souls when we are asleep. What guarantees we have for real that soul will come back to and be restored in our bodies? None whatsoever. Because the affairs are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Didn't we hear before some person, they want to be healthy, sound, nothing wrong with his brother or his sister. Young, strong, just graduated, master's degree or more, and they having a party for them tomorrow. They go wake them up, the party turned to something else. وقال تعالى كما في سورة التغابن verse number 4 ويعلم ما تسرون وما تعلنون والله عليم بذات الصدور. Allah knows what is in the heavens and on earth, and He knows what you conceal and what you reveal, and Allah is all knower of what is in the breasts of men. وفي يوم القيامة يحضر للعبد كتابه بما فيه من خير أو شر. And on the day of judgment, that's what we're talking about, so that we can make some serious and preparations for it, so that we can send forward for ourselves the proper provisions that will benefit us in Yawm al-Qiyamah. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, the book of record, the book in which all the deeds have been recorded of each and every one of us, will be brought to every one of us, whatever is in it, good or evil. Nobody can change anything from it, erase anything, alter anything, hide anything. Subhanallah. قال الله تعالى كما في سورة الزلزلة فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. So whosoever does good equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it. And whosoever does evil equal to the weight of an atom or a small ant shall see it. There is nothing on that day insignificant. This is the attitude we have with one another sometimes. We don't look at the effort of a person. We just look at, that's all he bring. That's nothing. Who told you it's nothing? It may be nothing with us, but with Allah is huge. As one of the Salaf says, one of the great scholars of the Salaf says, رُبَّ عَمَلٍ صَغِيرٍ كَبَّرَتْهُ النِّيَّةِ وَرُبَّ عَمَلٍ كَبِيرٍ صَغَرَتْهُ النِّيَّةِ. يعني صغير في أعين الناس لكن عند الله كبير, وكبير في أعين الناس لكن هو عند الله لا شيء. This great scholar said, perhaps a deed performed by a person, but in the eyes of the people is nothing, it's small. They're like, what is this? That's it, that's all you can do? That's it. But with Allah is huge. Why? Because of the intentions behind it. Because of the intentions behind it. And perhaps a person may perform a deed, but to the people is huge. Everybody is talking about, man, subhanAllah, you missed it last night, akhi. La ilaha illallah. If you came here last night, man, subhanAllah, this brother did this and did that and did this and did that. But with Allah, it may be nothing. All because of the intention. Now, everything you do, you shall see it on Yawm al-Qiyam. وَتَشْهَدُ عَلَيْكَ الْمَلَائِكَ الْكِرَامِ الْكَاتِبُونَ. نعم, ستشهد علينا الملائكة. Those honorable angels will bear witness. They record everything. وَتَشْهَدُ عَلَيْنَا الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي نَعْمَلُ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا. Likewise, this earth that we live on and we do things and we move and go here and go there. Yes, so many people don't know that earth will speak and bear witness. As Allah says in Surah Al-Zalzalah, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. That day, the earth will declare its information about all that happened over it, of good or evil, because your Lord will inspire it. Certain people, they want to do evil, they go to another state. He thinks, no, I'm not going to do it here. I'm going to go to another state. He thinks he's alone and nobody knows him. And he forgets that Allah sees everything, hears everything. That person forgets that the angels are with him, whatever, he's in Tennessee or in Georgia, same. And on top of that, the earth will speak. ومع شهادة الملائكة وشهادة الأرض على ابن آدم يشهد عليه سمعه وبصره وجلده أعضاء. الله أكبر. With the testimony of the angels and the testimony of the earth against the son of Adam, yet his hearing will bear witness as well. His sight, his skin, his limbs. So we bring in this reminder so that we can really now, every one of us, check himself, what he's doing, what he's saying, where he go to and where he don't go. And we were not created to play. We were not created to just follow our desires and give our nafs whatever he wants. And we were created for a great task. And the day of judgment is real. And there is only two destinations. The Jannah, may Allah make us from its inhabitants. And the hellfire, may Allah protect us from entering it, even for a little while. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fussilat, verses 19 to 23, وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ حتى إذا ما جاءوها شهد عليهم سمعهم وأبصارهم وجلودهم بما كانوا يعملون وقالوا لجلودهم لما شهدتم علينا قالوا أنطقنا الله الذي أنطق كل شيء وهو خلقكم أول مرة وإليه ترجعون وما كنتم تستترون أن يشهد عليكم سمعكم ولا أبصاركم ولا جلودكم ولكن ظننتم أن الله لا يعلم كثيرا مما تعملون وذلكم ظنكم الذي ظننتم بربكم أرداكم فأصبحتم من الخاسرين. أسأل الله السلام والعافية. And remember the day that the enemies of Allah will be gathered to the fire. Then they will be driven to it, to the hellfire. Former ones being withheld till their later ones will join them. Till when they reach it, meaning the hellfire, their hearing, ears, and their eyes and their skins will testify against them. SubhanAllah. Will testify against them as to what they used to do. And they will say to their skins, why do you testify against us? SubhanAllah. They will say to their own skins, why you testify against us? Why do you testify against us? The skins will say, Allah has caused us to speak as He causes all things to speak. And He created you the first time, and to Him you are made to return. فتأمل حالك أيها العبد حين تواجه هذا الموقف. Now contemplate and reflect so that you can do something about it. So that if there is anything to mandate, to change, to correct, do it now. You can correct anything in Yawm al-Qiyam. You want to apologize to someone? Do it now. You want to give somebody his property that you've been holding for a while? Give it now. You want to be nice or kind to somebody, especially your parents? Don't delay. Do it now. You have harmed somebody that's close to you or far, and you were wrong? Apologize. Say, I'm sorry. And make it up for them. Why? Because on Yawm al-Qiyamah is a very serious day. Reflect upon your affairs on that day. You, the servant of Allah, why are you facing all of these things? Al-Kitab yuhsi a'malak. Your book of records has everything you've done. Because we say things and we forget. We do things, we forget many of things we did. We go places and we say, I never been there. Man, wallahi, I ain't been there. But the book writes everything in details. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Al-Kahf, verse 49, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. And the book, meaning the one's record, because every one of us has a book, that the angels, they write everything. And the book will be placed, and you will see the mujrimun, the criminals and the sinners, the disobedience, those who didn't care. You see them fearful of that which is recorded therein in that book. They look at the book, they're like, SubhanAllah. They will say, woe to us. What sort of a book? What kind of a book is this? That leaves neither a small thing nor a big thing, but has recorded it. Nah. وَاللَّهُ مُطَّلِعٌ عَلَىٰ أَعْمَالِكَ. And with that, Allah knows. You think Allah is in need for a book? Allah knows what we do. لَكِنَ اللَّهُ وَالْعَدْلِ. Just. Okay, look at your books right there, see? وَالْمَلَائِكَ تَشْهَدْ. The honorable creatures of Allah, the angels, they bear witness. وَالْجُلُودْ وَالْأَعْدَاءْ تَنْتِقْ وَتَشْهَدْ. Skins, our skins, our limbs will speak and bear witness. فَلَا مَجَالَ لِإِنْكَارِ وَلَا مَنَاصَ مِنَ الْحِسَابِ. After all this, can anyone deny something? It's in the book. Allah knows it. The angels affirm what you did, what you said. The earth speaks. Because you've done it on earth. He didn't do it on the sun. On another galaxy. And on top of that, your own skin says, yes, you did. Your limbs, your feet, your hands, yeah, you went there. I took you there. Yeah, you signed it. You used me with the hand to sign that. Subhanallah. So now, can somebody deny someone? Oh, that wasn't me. This is in this dunya. Yeah, that wasn't me. I wasn't there. You're going to hire a nice lawyer and give him some money and get you out of it. Who's going to get you out of it on the Yawm al-Qiyamah? Lawyers themselves be in big trouble if they don't fear Allah on that day. Nobody can get them out of trouble. Okay? Yarhamukallah. قال فلا مجال للإنكار ولا منص من الحساب. Nobody can deny anything on that day, and nobody can escape the accounting and reckoning. You gotta face your deeds now. إلا من رحم الله سبحانه وتعالى وصلى الله يجعلني وإياكم منهم. فاتقوا هذا الموقف عباد الله بإصلاح الأعمال ما دمتم في زمن الإمهال. Now we bring in this so that we have to fear Allah, man, and we have to be serious about ourselves. And we shouldn't be greedy. Anybody that throw us a steak, we're going to run after it. No. Dunya is not haram in Islam. Alhamdulillah, Allah made it easy and halal for us to get married, to have children, to have jobs, to have education, to make money. You can be rich, but don't let those things take you away from the remembrance of Allah. Don't let those, your children, your wife, your family members, your friends, your cars, your houses, your business, your money, your cash, don't let it a burden, become an obstacle to kick you out of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah. Prepare for this day by rectifying your deeds and your intentions and your affairs. Because you're still in this dunya, as long as you're still here, you can always make some changes. You think those people we buried in the graves can't change anything now? No, they can't. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala once, while they were burying this person and putting him in a grave, he asked a man next to him and he said to him, you think if this person Allah give them another turn, what would he do? Allah bring him back. That person says, Subhanallah, after he's in the grave right now, Allah give him another life, he's going to be good, because he's been there. Then Hassan al-Basri said, well, you know he cannot come back, right? And you're still in this dunya, so do this now, apply it on yourself, before they put you down there. But it's the dunya, Subhanallah, take us away. That's why we have to remember Allah much. And we have to be with those people who remind us of the purpose behind our creation. If we find people like that, these are our friends, these are our companions. Yes, you can dress nicely, you can eat good, but your soul has to eat too. Your heart has to have some dress too, the taqwa. لا تملوا على الكاتبين وتطلعوا الشاهدين إلا على ما ينفعكم يوم الدين يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. So we all know this reality. The angels are writing down. So what do we really want them to write? Let us do good things so they can write good. And let us think before we do anything. Think about it. Is it good for me or bad for me? Man, before we spend one dime, we think about it. Is he going to bring me 10 more dimes or not? But likewise, when you spend time somewhere, I got to think about it. Is this time I'm about to spend, this place I'm going to, is it going to bring me some benefits in this life or not? And in the next, there are witnesses. The earth bear witness. Our limbs bear witness. So let us do the good so they can bear witness for good. So the earth can say, yes, he was doing good. Always in the masjid, alhamdulillah. Always going to visit the family members, visiting the sick people, following funerals. Whenever the community needs some, he's the first one. Allahu Akbar. Never went to the bars. After he made tawbah, never went back to bars. Never went back to the haram. See? The earth will bear witness for you. On a day whereon neither wealth nor sons will be of any benefit, except him who comes to Allah with a clean heart. Na'am ibad Allah. Inna bi imkan, yaqul al-shaykh al-fawzan hafidhahu Allah. Inna bi imkan al-insan al-yawm an yuhasiba nafsahu wa yukhallisaha mimma awqa'ahu wa fihi min al-khatar al-azim bi an yukthira min al-hasanat wa yatubu min al-sayyat. Na'am. It's possible for every one of us today to take account of his actions and to free ourselves from the imminent danger that we put ourselves into us. And how we do that? By increasing from good deeds and make tawbah and repentance from the evil deeds. Umar radiallahu anhu, Umar al-Khattab, he said, حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا. Take account of yourselves and your actions today, because you will be taken account of. And whoever does this accounting daily, as he goes with his life, he will make the accounting of tomorrow easy. Right or wrong? Become easy. But if you neglect it, it piled up, and you got a problem. I give an example. Somebody who has a business. And every businessman, he has to have accounting. Right? Everything, the expenses, the whatever. The payrolls, this, that. So if he does it daily or weekly or at least monthly, in the end of the year, everything is in order. Everything. He may spend another half an hour, boom, his paperwork is done. But somebody who just like don't even know where the receipts are, don't keep nothing. No, in the end of the year, they told him, listen, the IRS come and say, listen. He's like, what? Give me a moment, what moment? Now he's looking for receipts, he's going to call people. Listen, you remember I buy from you? They're like, we don't remember you, man. We gave you a receipt for it. Get out of the way. SubhanAllah. Can you imagine a person at that time? They can bill him any amount because he can't justify anything, can't prove anything. So it's very important for us to take account of our actions. We're human. We're wrong ourselves. We're not perfect. We do things we're not supposed to do. We go places we're not supposed to be in. We make statements we should have never said. But let us repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah for forgiveness and be careful. Before we speak, we think about it. The Prophet ﷺ tells us, مَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him say that which is good or be silent. Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, وَالْخَيْر مَعْرُوف تِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ تَسْبِيحِ تَهْلِيلِ تَحْمِيدِ هذا هو الخير. أمر بالمعروف نهي عن المنكر تعليم الناس. Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, good, which the Prophet ﷺ tells us, whoever wants to say something, say. Whoever believes in Allah last day, let him say what's good. He says, good is known. Reading the Quran is good. Commanding good, forbidding evil, with the conditions that are set by the ulama, it's good. Saying astaghfirullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, Allahu Akbar, standing the salat, and the taslim on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the like, it's all good. Teaching somebody something you know, it's good. Kalima tayyiba, speaking nicely to the people, especially your parents. Being nice, kind, all of these things is good. You got none of that? Be silent. إذا كان الكلام من فضة فإن السكوت من ذهب. If the Arab, they say, if speech is made out of silver, you should know that that silence is golden. And even when you're driving and you pull over by the police and somebody get arrested, what the police says the first time? What they say to them? When somebody is arrested by the police and they put him in a car, in a bag, what they say to him?
You got a right to remain silent.
You have the right to say whatever you want to say. Right? That's what they say?
To remain silent.
They say you have the right to remain silent. Why? Because everything you say can and will be held against you in what? In a court of law. Not in a coffee shop. Hey, it's the police, man. Kuffar, they know this. They remind you, they say, listen, man, we got you here. Now you have the right to remain silent. Because I'm an officer now. Everything I hear you say, I'm going to record it. And can be used against you. So, do yourself a favor. That's what the police officer say to that person. Do yourself a favor, man. Be quiet. I don't care what goes in your mind and your head. That's not even my business. But once you speak it, well, guess what? You're going to hear it on a court day. Subhanallah. نعم نكثر من الحسنات نكثر من الحسنات يا إخوان نحن في دار العمل we are in a place where we have to do work we increase from good deeds continue after that then inshallah so we human we wrong ourselves but let us increase from doing good Don't be lazy when you come to do good. Come early to the masjid. Be nice. Be cheerful. Be patient. Spend in the way of Allah. Because Allah tells us in the Quran in Surah Hud, verse 114, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِّ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ And perform a salat at the two ends of the day and in some hours of the night, meaning the five compulsory prayers. Verily the good deeds remove the evil deeds. SubhanAllah. There is a reminder and advice for the mindful, those who accept advice. May Allah make us from the Ameen. And the Prophet ﷺ said, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ It's in the authority of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. That the Messenger of Allah ﷺ told him, Be afraid of Allah and keep your duty to Him whenever you may be. And follow up the evil deed with the good deed. With the good deed, verily the good deeds remove the evil deeds. The evil deeds. And treat the people and behave with them in a high standard of character. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُمْكِنُ دَفْعُ السَّيِّئَاتِ وَالتَّخَلُّصُ مِنْهَا بِأَيِّ وَسِيلَةٍ لَا بِالْفِدْيَةِ وَلَا بِدِفَاعِ الْقَرَابَةِ عَنْهِ ولا بالجاه ولا بالنسب. And on the day of judgment, a person cannot repel and remove evil. Cannot put money or he got somebody gonna talk on his behalf. None of that. Yeah, in this life now, some people they do big things and they get away with it because they give some money to the family, this and that. Not on يوم القيامة. عباد الله استحضروا هول هذا اليوم. واستعدوا له ولا تغفلوا عنه وراقبوا الله وحققوا التوحيد والإخلاص لله وتابعوا الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حافظوا على الصلوات وأدوا الزكاة وبروا الآباء وأحسنوا إلى الأهل والأولاد والجيران تفقدوا الضعفاء والمحتاجين منكم فإنه لن ينفعكم في ذلك اليوم إلا خالص أعمالكم عباد الله عباد الله Be mindful of the importance and severity and how serious that day is يوم القيامة and make some serious preparation for it. Don't be negligent. Don't you ever forget about the hereafter. Be mindful of Allah. Fulfill the tawheed. Be sincere to Allah. Follow the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. Preserve the prayers by performing them in a right time in the jama'ah. Learning how to perform them right. Pay the zakat of your wealth. Be kind to your parents. Be kind to your family members in general, to your wives, to your children, to your neighbors. Let those who are strong amongst you be kind and mercy and merciful to those who are weak. Let those whom Allah has bestowed upon them the bounty to be kind and help out the needy and the poor. Because nothing will help us in Yawm al-Qiyamah except our deeds. And not just any deeds, those righteous deeds that are performed sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال تعالى في سورة البقرة verse 281 واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. And be afraid of a day when you shall be brought back to Allah. Then every person shall be paid what he earned, and they shall not be dealt with unjustly. سأل الله لي ولكم التوفيق والسداد. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us success and tawfiq so that we may worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way that is pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah keep our feet firm upon the path that lead to the Jannah. May Allah grant us beneficial knowledge from its proper sources, the Book of Allah and the sound Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whoever followed them on that path. And may Allah grant us with that righteous actions and grant us sincerity in all what we say and what we do. May Allah make us sincere and from those who seriously care about themselves and care about others and care about Islam and the Muslims. Those who spread the deen of Allah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum, jazakumullahu khairan. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.